Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it.
Hey, what up, Straight Up listeners? Trent here. I hope you're having an amazing holidays. For me, you know I'm disconnecting. You know I have to protect my peace. So I'm spending time with my family, especially this year. It's so crucial. Spending time with my loved ones and just appreciating life. But I wanted to share some with you. I thought you might enjoy this episode of the Rachel Hollis podcast, all about how to get unstuck mentally, even when things are hard. We all need this episode. I hope you enjoy it. It all starts with you. Let's get it. Talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm Rachel Hollis, and this is my podcast. I spend so many hours of every single week reading and listening to podcasts and watching YouTube videos and trying to find out as much as I can about the world around me. And that's what we do on this show. We talk about everything, life and how to be an entrepreneur. What happened to dinosaurs? What's the best recipe for fried chicken? What's the best plan for intermittent fasting? What's going on with our inner child? How's therapy working out for you? Whatever it is my guests are into, I want to unpack it so that we can all understand. These are conversations. This is information for the curious. This is the Rachel Hollis Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week on the podcast. I hope wherever this finds you, you're having a great day. You might have noticed a different intro this week. What has been the Rise Podcast for many years is now officially the Rachel Hollis Podcast. Why? Why would we do such a thing? Why would we change it up? Well, a couple of reasons. One, because my Rise podcast has been primarily known as business, which is awesome. Y'all know it's one of my favorite subjects. But I've had so many guests who haven't been able to come on the show because they don't really have any business to talk about, but they're super interesting people, the kind of people that you absolutely want to hear from. So I feel like it's important to broaden the subjects that we speak on. And since I am really passionate about understanding the world around me, about books and information and reading the newspaper and all of these things, I felt like it was a smart time to broaden the scope of what we discuss here on the show. It's the same host, just a different name. By calling it the Rachel Hollis Podcast, then I can have any conversation I want with the guests. And it doesn't have to be just on the subject of how do you rise. I said there were two reasons. The second reason is that a lot more people know my name than know my Rise brand. And so it felt like a clear way to help people understand exactly what they were going to get when they tune in. So this is the Rachel Hollis Podcast, and I hope that you enjoy it just the same as you always have. Now, this week, we are doing things a little bit differently. Typically, I create each podcast for y'all in advance. This week, we're going to do it a little bit differently. I am going to share something that some members of the community ask if I would repost on here. And one of the things I'm most proud of in my work is the relationship that I have with my community. Millions of people all over the world, some of which have been in conversation with me for over a decade. And I hang out with them on the regular. I'm in the DMs. I try and respond to comments as much as I can. And the beauty of that, I think, is that I really get to hear from you guys, and I have tried to build a company around specifically what you ask me for. So last week I did a live stream. If you've ever hung out with me in the morning, at least a few days a week, I try and do a live stream on my Instagram. That's usually 30 to 40 minutes about something I'm thinking about, something I think will be helpful. And last Monday I gave a chat called "This Is Why You're Stuck." I had gotten so many DMs from people who told me that they felt like they were sort of in this place that they couldn't get out of. They felt like they had lost all momentum. They felt like they had no traction. I don't know if that's you, but if it is, if you feel like you're stuck in any area of your life, this week's conversation is for you. And when I was giving this little motivational pep talk on my Instagram live, lots of people were like, oh my gosh, please turn this into a podcast so that I can find this information later. So this is for those of y'all who asked, and it's also for those of you who didn't get to hear it before. It's a bunch of different reasons why you might be feeling stuck in the season that you're inside of. I share this information in the hopes that maybe you can identify something in this mix that applies to you, and that information will be helpful. I can tell you that in my life, whenever I can understand why I'm doing something that I don't want to be doing, it gives me incredible power to make change. So that's the intention here. This is my conversation from Instagram of "This Is Why You're Stuck." And if you want the opportunity to hear these kind of conversations all week long, make sure that you follow me at Ms. Rachel Hollis. That's Ms. Rachel Hollis over on Instagram. Like I said, I do it a few mornings a week. And also, you can see cute pictures of my kids. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever you are watching this video, I hope it's a good time for you, is what I hope. excuse me. I am sitting on my floor because it is raining today. Again, I'm not complaining. I actually really love the rain. It makes me feel like it's fall. And everywhere else in my house is very dark. So here we are. Good morning to, let's see who's here. Madison. Is it Keisha? Keisha. Good morning to Crystal. Good morning to all the things. Like, it's hard when it's like, is it a, I don't know if it's like your username or your actual name, so it feels. Anyway, guys, I'm here. Witt's here. We're both here. We're both all in black today. We match each other. It felt like it's a gloomy day, so it felt like a, but I did, my boots are tan, so there's something, guys. It's Tuesday. If you are here in the U.S., then yesterday was Labor Day, so I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I hope you got good rest and you were able to have some fun, and I hope you did it safely and at a socially distanced way. Oh, mermaid vibes? Thank you. This is just when I sleep on wet hair. And then the next morning, I just go over it with a curling wand. This is what happens. So, how am I doing, Roseanne? I'm doing great. I am doing great because I am choosing. I am choosing positivity. I am choosing joy. Today, I want to talk about, I've been getting a lot of DMs, getting a lot of notes, seeing a lot of this in comments, getting a lot of questions in to the podcast hotline. Lots of people talking about being stuck. Sort of feeling like they've lost their momentum. They're kind of like stuck in one place, and like, give me a heart or a thumbs up if that's you. And so this morning I just made a list, like a bunch of the reasons I can think of in my own life when I sort of feel stalled out. And I thought we would talk about them today. And maybe that would help. Maybe that would be helpful, or maybe it would sort of spark a thought for you guys. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I also just want to make sure everybody knows. I know a bunch of you already have your tickets, but we are 11 days away from the last conference of the year. Wit just yawned. She doesn't care about conferences. But if you've ever been to a RISE conference, either in person or virtually, you know how incredible they are. We have a virtual conference on September 19th, so we are 11 days away. Last conference of 2020, won't do any until next year. So just want to make sure we're in the countdown. So anyway, let's talk about feeling stuck. So, oh, someone just asked, is there an option to watch it later? Yes. So the least expensive ticket is $40 for 9+ hours of programming and a workbook and all of that. But even with the least expensive ticket, you have 3 days to watch. With the next tier up, I want to say you have a week. And then with the VIP package, you have 2 weeks that you can rewatch. Let's jump in. Let's talk about the things. And if you have, if there's something that I'm not speaking to that you're really feeling stuck in this way, please comment. And I am going to do my best to answer in real time. Can you share your curtains and your mirror? I will at the end. I'll give you a little tour. I also hung up my hats finally, which makes me feel like a real human. Makes me really happy. So right now, guys, like honestly, I don't know that we're going to do RISE Business this year. Lots of people are asking, so I just want to tell you. I am going to pull in some conversations with some of my dear friends who are going to be speakers for me on the podcast so you can access them for free. It just feels like a little bit of a weird time to sell a ticket to talk about business. That's just real. Just everything's changing so fast. We've had to pivot like 15 times this year, and I feel like a little bit of a fake out if I throw a conference where I tell you this is how to do business, because I think that every single one of us as entrepreneurs are redefining what business means right now, like every 6 weeks. So I want to come back in 2021 strong and with great ideas and authority, but to sell a ticket to that right now would feel inauthentic because I don't have all of the answers. And even my all my friends who are entrepreneurs and like big, massive businesses, they're all trying to pivot and figure things out too. So if we came on and sort of told you like, this is how to do it, that would feel like not right because we're figuring it out too. So anyway, RISE Healthy and Happy, which is all about how do you have the energy? How do you have the vitality? How do you live your life in a way that sets you up for success is on September 19th. And that's the last conference for the year. So here we go. Reasons that you may feel stuck right now. And the one caveat I want to give is this does not apply to people who are grieving, who are going through crisis, who are struggling with their mental health right now. That is something totally different, okay? So if that's you, you can listen to these ideas and maybe something will strike a spark for you, but that is not who I'm speaking to. I am speaking to people who feel like they are stuck in, like they just sort of can't get that momentum back, or maybe because of pandemic or COVID, you feel like you stalled out and you're struggling to get back up. Yes, we're doing last 90 days. Don't worry about that. Okay, here we go. Number one reason that this is just my experience. Maybe it pertains to you, maybe it doesn't. Number one reason why you may be feeling stuck right now is that you keep doing the same thing. You are stuck in a repetition. You are stuck in a routine. You know that old saying that says, you know, the definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. It's always the first place I start. When I'm feeling like I'm stuck or I feel like I'm not getting traction, the first question I ask myself is like, okay, are you doing the same thing you were? Was there a time where you felt like you had traction? Was there a time you felt like you had momentum? And what were the things that you were doing then that you're not doing now? So I usually start with, am I doing the same thing? And I feel like that's a great idea for you guys to sort of dig into today is like, am I stuck in a rut because my routine is in a rut? And honestly, this doesn't look like an entire whole new life makeover for me. It's oftentimes just changing one thing, which sort of makes the rest of it feel like it's shaking up. You can approach this in a bunch of different ways. So you can change up your morning routine. You can change up your nighttime routine. You can change up how you do work. You can change up working out. You can change up your nutrition. Usually it takes one thing for me to challenge myself for like a week to do it differently, and it kind of, I don't know how to describe it, kind of like knocks me loose, like it sort of kicks the dust off, for lack of a better description. So start there. If you feel like you're in a rut, then ask yourself, is it your routine that needs a shakeup? And if you're not sure which part of your routine to shake up, well, I always say, think of what's the area that you're struggling with. My best friend Amy always says, look at the area of tension. What's the biggest area of tension that you have in your life? If you can start with the biggest area of tension, that's usually a great place to apply a process or a routine to help you like mix it up. So, reasons you may be stuck. Number one, you keep doing the same thing. Number two, okay, I'm going to challenge you a little bit right now. Know that I love you, but I'm going to challenge you. One of the reasons you may be stuck is that your circle, meaning the people who are closest to you, your circle of friends, your family, your circle supports your comfort zone. Okay? One of the reasons you may be stuck is that your circle supports your comfort zone. So if you are surrounded by people who want to cling to certainty, who want to cling to what they know, who aren't challenging themselves, who aren't growing, who aren't evolving, then why on earth would you be inspired to change? Let me say it again. If the people that you are closest to are not excited about growth and evolution in themselves, in their faith, in their family, in their health, why on earth would you be motivated to change? We stick with what we know. So if you are feeling stuck, it's oftentimes because everybody around you is stuck too. Like when I go hang out with my friends and they're challenging themselves in some way, it always inspires me, always. When Dave and I last summer, maybe you guys were hanging out with us at that point, when Dave and I climbed the mountain, I don't know if you saw us do that Everest challenge, we did that. Would you stop growling? I'm trying to do a live right now. Thank you. We did that because we'd gone to lunch with one of our friends and he was doing the challenge. And when he was talking about his training, we were both so inspired by what he was doing. We were like, we're going to climb a mountain, which was like the dumbest thing we've ever said and also the most amazing thing we've ever done. So it's really powerful to make sure that the people you are surrounding yourself with are the kind of people that are challenging themselves to evolve. And I always say, if you don't have these people in your life, that's okay. For most of my life, I didn't have the kind of like circle of people that I hoped for that would inspire me and challenge me to grow. I found it in books. This is back in the day, so there wasn't social media, but I found it in the pages of books. And then later I found it in YouTube videos. And now you can find it in podcasts or in social media. So challenge yourself to look and seek out things that are adding to your growth. And here's the thing. It's funny. I understand that my approach to life is not the thing that everybody likes, right? I totally get that I'm not for everyone and that is okay. I'm gonna show up as myself, and if people dig me, great, and if they don't, that's totally fine. I am positive that there's a teacher for them. But we're in an interesting time right now, you guys. We're in a very interesting time. And I don't want you to get this confused. I don't want you to think that I am speaking about this time period because my life is easy. My life has never been harder, ever. Going through a divorce, trying to make sure that my family stays intact, and I mean my family, Dave and the kids, and that we do this as well as we possibly can do it. This business and this massive team of people, we've had to pivot. Like, shout out to my entrepreneurs. We've had to pivot and pivot again and pivot again. Like, I don't know if you guys have felt like that in 2020, but I swear I'm like, okay, we did it. We made a change and we're figuring this out. And then it feels like something else sucker punches you. And again, you get thrown off course. And you, like, it's never been harder. It has never been more sexy to numb out. There has never been a time in history where more people are excited about the idea of not growing, of not challenging this. Life feels so freaking hard. Life feels like a challenge, right? So why on earth would you want to challenge yourself more? We're seeing this right now with, you know, launching our health app and then launching this conference that's inside of the health space. And I'm hearing from you guys and you're like, Rachel, I'm trying to get through distance learning. I'm trying to make sure the kids are okay. I'm trying to save my business. The last thing I want to do is challenge myself to have better health. And I get it. I freaking get it. And if it's not the season for you in that, I totally understand. But you guys, the challenge of this life is not going away. It's not going to get easier. We are not going to snap our fingers and have everything magically go back to what it was before. That's not going to happen. We are in this. This is our life. Everyone keeps talking about like 2020. 2020 is so hard. I can't wait till 2020 is over. As if we're going to turn the clock, you know, on December 31st and all of the hard stuff about this year is going to go away. Do not fall for that lie. That is a lie. This isn't 2020. This is your freaking life. Okay? And if you don't feel like you have the energy right now to challenge yourself, I get it. But don't lie and make yourself believe that at some point in the future, suddenly you're going to feel like it. It's September. If you're in the US, this started in March. It's September. If you're in other parts of the world, it started even earlier than that. So don't kid yourself into believing that at some point you're going to magically have the desire. No, no, this isn't 2020. This is what your life looks like. Your life looks like figuring it out. It looks like taking care of yourself. It looks like taking care of your family. It looks like showing up. And it's not for everybody. My energy, my come at you, my challenge, I get it. Girl, I am trying to talk to these people. Go to bed. Hold on. Okay, she listened. All right, she's trying to get on my lap when I'm trying to challenge the people. With these people got to show up for their life, girl. Okay, I just want you to hear that right now. I know, I freaking know. The energy that I'm bringing, the fact that I got up and put clothes on today is not because my life is good. It's not. It's because I have taught myself the habit and the routine to keep showing up, to keep choosing joy, to keep choosing positivity, to figure it out. I have been doing this for so long that no matter what life looks like, I'm gonna keep doing this. I'm gonna be 90 years old on whatever social media. I'm gonna be like a hologram at 90 years old, showing up for you guys, still telling you that you are in control of your mindset. And if you are in control of your mindset, that means that you can challenge yourself. And here's what you need to understand. There is mad power when you are facing a challenge that you created instead of the one that the world threw at you. Let me say it again. There is incredible power, personal power, in challenging yourself instead of just reacting to the challenge that the world threw at you. Okay? So it doesn't matter what it is. For some of you, it's going to be a challenge to take a shower today. And that's not me being funny. I know what it feels like. For some of you, it's going to be a challenge to get out of bed. For some of you, it's going to be a challenge to show up for your babies. For some of you, it's going to be a challenge to go into this first year of college when you thought that you were going to be on campus and making friends, and now you're distant learning at your mom's house, right? But if you choose a challenge for yourself, then you prove how powerful you are despite what's happening in the world around you, okay?
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered.
Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
The third reason. Today we're talking about being stuck and why you might be stuck. And I started out by saying this is not to people who are going through grief or crisis or have mental health issues that make them feel like they're stuck. Okay, so I'm just putting that out there again. The third reason that you are stuck, that you feel like you can't get the momentum to go again, is that you have allowed a setback to become a stopping point. You have allowed a setback in your life to become a stopping point. You have allowed this momentary like slip up, this momentary failure, maybe even this momentary pause to catch your breath and reassess the situation. You've allowed that to become a stop sign. A lot of times I'll describe it as like you got knocked down and you decided to stay there. Like in the Christian faith, which I grew up in, there's a scripture that says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." And no joke, for a lot of you, this year has felt like the valley of the shadow of death, but the scripture says that we walk through it. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." It doesn't say that you're supposed to stay here. It doesn't say that you're supposed to stop. If you need to take a pause to catch your breath, if you need to take a moment to get your bearings, if you need to reassess what's working, what's not, how do I move forward from here? Yes, please do that. But some of you are stuck because you're choosing to be stuck. Some of you got knocked down and you decided that that meant that this goal, this dream in your heart to break, you know, the cycle of generational poverty, to do something for your life, to get your education, to help your family. You decided that you getting knocked down meant that you were supposed to stay there. You decided that life got to decide what you get to have. You decided that that meant, oh my gosh, it got hard. I guess it was not meant to be mine. Anything worth pursuing is going to be difficult for you. Anything, you guys. It feels good in the comfort zone. It feels nice in the comfort zone. That's why it's called the comfort zone. And man, if you're in it right now, you can say like, I am in a season, I gotta be here. Rach, I need my rest. I gotta be here in my comfort zone. I don't have the capacity, and I hear you. This summer, I was absent from social media for 2 months. In my comfort zone, in my rest place, because I literally did not have the strength to do anything but take care of my kids and make sure that my company was safe so that my team had jobs. That's all I could do this summer. I had to sort of go underground. I had to go into the cocoon. I needed that time. I needed that energy. We need that rest. You need to listen to your heart and your body. But some of you also know that you've been in there way too long. Some of you feel that stirring on your heart that you're called to something more, that you know you need to stand back up and go again, and you're clinging to the comfort zone. Okay? So I want you to listen to me. a momentary pause does not have to be a permanent decision. A momentary setback does not have to be a stopping place. It's time to just recess, try again, see what's up. See, okay, what can I do now? Who do I need to talk to, right? You get to choose. The last one, I think this one's really good, guys. I think this one is something to think about for you today. If you're feeling stuck, one of the reasons may be because you are leading with trepidation instead of imagination. You're leading with trepidation instead of imagination. You're leading with fear instead of creativity. What I mean by that is our brains are wired to do one thing. I mean, they're wired to do a lot of things, but the most important thing in our brain is to keep us alive. That's what it's trying to do. Your brain, a million billion years ago, I don't even know, that's terrible. Whenever there were cavemen, right? Our brains were wired to make sure that we were safe. And the way that they made sure that we were safe was that they constantly were on the look for danger. You can see this now in certain animals, right? Like they're just like, what's going on? I gotta make sure I'm okay. Am I okay? Are we okay? Is there a saber-toothed tiger? Am I about to get eaten? Our brains are on the look for danger, which means oftentimes that if you don't do the work to override that and control your mindset, then you will go through life from a place of fear. You will go through life from a place of trepidation. And the opposite, my leg's falling asleep. Oh my gosh, I can't feel my left leg. It's fine. The devil's trying to get me. He's trying to keep me from this conversation, but it's not, you're not gonna happen. Here we go. The alternative to leading with trepidation is leading with imagination, is to get creative, is to ask better questions. Okay, yes, this is the setback I'm facing, but how could it be different? How might I show up in a different way? How could I do that? Is there a way? Instead of saying like, this is the end, ask, okay, well, is there a way that we can have this thing that we, is there a way that I can still do this? Is there a way that I can pull it off? Is there a way that I can make traction against my goal? We get stopped by fear. Fear says, you're never gonna have this. Your business is gonna fail. You're gonna lose your job. Then you'll lose your house. Fear says, I'm a terrible, you know, teacher and I don't know how to get these kids through distance learning. Fear says, we're never gonna figure this out. Fear says, our country is full of hatred. Fear says all of these things. There's beauty in your creativity and your imagination to come up with a better solution. I cannot tell you how many times my first instinct is to be afraid, and then I sit with it for a minute and I pray and I start to think of ideas. Okay, what if we try this? Okay, how about that? Well, okay, that didn't work. Okay, something else. You've gotta be fluid. You've gotta be willing right now in the season to pivot and pivot again. Okay? Those are the four that I could think of this morning as I was trying to lay it out for you guys. Is there anything that you feel like you are struggling with in a, like feeling like you're stuck that I could speak to in the last few minutes here? I'd love to share with you. Yeah, thank you so much. I am going to turn this into a podcast. As I was writing out today, I was like, oh, I need to do it so that it's on the podcast. You guys can listen to it whenever. Yeah, so ask your questions here. While you're saying that, I said this at the beginning, I'm going to say it one more time. We are 11 days away from my last conference of 2020. It's Rise Live, so it's a virtual conference, 9 hours. You can watch it in your living room. You get a huge workbook. There's incredible speakers, Jay Shetty, Kelly Levesque, Trent Shelton, Dave, me, Beans, Chris. I'm forgetting so many people. There is an incredible lineup for this one. It's something fun to do. It's something to kickstart your momentum, and it's 11 days from today. Tickets start at $40. You absolutely do not need to buy a ticket. I'm gonna keep showing up here and motivating you guys. But if you want a little boost, if you want this kind of teaching in a full day, go to theholisco.com. All the info is there. Okay, now I'm gonna answer. Let's see. Woo, girl. Okay. In January, my brother died. In March, my husband lost his job. In July, I lost mine. We are now building a company while homeschooling 5 kids. girl, you are a freaking warrior. That is so inspiring. Good for you. You are standing back up and you are going again, and all of us are in awe. Congratulations. It's not gonna be easy. It's gonna be hard as hell. But you know what? You're strong as hell, so you're gonna keep going. That's incredible. I'm so inspired. Okay, so someone said, laziness always gets the best of me. What should I do? Honestly, I really believe in life that we have to unpack things. We have to understand why something is happening, or we're never going to be able to get around it. So someone called and that threw the phone off. When you say lazy, number one, that's a really harsh thing to say about yourself. My gut is, are you really lazy, or are you just using negative language about yourself? Are you listening to that voice in the back of your head? If you feel like you're low energy, that's very different than being lazy, right? Low energy could be because of nutrition. It could be because of exercise. It could be because you're struggling with a chemical imbalance. Low energy could be because of something going on in your body. Could be because you're depressed. Could be a million different reasons. And so in order for you to understand why you're feeling that way, you need to understand what's causing it. So my advice to you would be to unpack what's really causing that lack of energy in your life. So you just said, I don't see the conference on your website. TheHollisCo.com. Right there at the top, there's a huge banner. TheHollisCo.com. Will your health app be coming to Canada? Allegedly. Oh my gosh, Jeff, who runs our app, is going to kill me. But I think this week. Don't tell Jeff I told you that. I think the app comes to Canada. I think we finally get Canadian approval and distribution this week. Don't tell Jeff I told you. He is going to be so mad at me. Oh my gosh. I'm having a grandbaby, anxious, and I want to be the best Mimi. Of course you're going to. First of all, the fact that you're, why would you be anxious? You're going to be incredible. The fact that you even care this much. I always think this about grandparents or parents, like, the fact that you care so much about getting it wrong or doing it wrong means that you're going to be great at it. It means that you're going to keep pivoting, and you have a lifetime to be that baby's Mimi. So even if you, I don't even know how you could mess up, but even if you did, great, go again tomorrow. Imposter syndrome. I feel like I'm just repeating my mentors, like yourself or my community. You know what, to be honest with you, most people when they start out in a new field or when they start out doing something new, let's say you're a speaker or an author or you want to have a YouTube channel, you want to start a podcast, most people do mimic when they start out. Most of the time when you're unsure about how to do something, it helps to model behavior. And oftentimes when we're trying to model behavior, we unintentionally try and model other people. Like back in the day when I started as a speaker, I would go on stage in like a suit. Oh my Lord, I'm wearing overalls and like a half tee. Like I am not a suit kind of woman, but I didn't know better. And so I was trying to kind of act like other people until I found my own voice. It takes a while to have the courage to be yourself. And I think once you find yourself and kind of find your voice and find your community, it even takes greater greater sense of self to keep leaning into that. Because like, I know I'm kind of getting off topic here, but I want to speak to this, is like, once we have success in something, right? Whatever it is that you're doing, once you have success, people only want you to do that one thing. People only want you to show up in the way that they are comfortable with you showing up. And even if it's a small amount of success, the instinct will be, oh, I'm going to keep doing this thing so that I'll continue to have love, or so that I'll continue to have revenue, right? And the true challenge to ourselves is, can we keep showing up authentically? Can we keep showing up as ourselves, even if people don't like us for it, even if people hate us, right? You guys, if I listen to every blog, YouTube video, podcast, article that has been written about all the ways that I suck, I would be in the fetal position in the closet, right? And I had to learn that I am not for everyone. And I would rather show up as myself and find five people who are like, yes, girl, you are our kind of person, than have 5 million people who like me because I'm faking, because I'm pretending to be something that I'm not. Like, the, you know, I mean, I could go off on this for a million hours, but I think that I just want you to understand it's hard to learn to be yourself. Let me say that again. It's hard to learn to be yourself. It's hard. It's difficult to show up as yourself, especially, I'm going to say it, as a woman. Most of us are not raised to feel brave and to believe that we can be whoever we want and to just be ourselves and be loud and be extra. Most of us were not raised like that. So it's a process. So just give yourself some grace as you navigate this new season of trying to like figure yourself out, and keep asking, how can I do this my way? Right? How can I do this in my own way? How can I show up as myself? Like, the example I've always used, and I did a podcast about this if you want to listen to it, but one of my favorite examples of this in the last year was I got asked to speak on Oprah's stage. Oprah's my hero. I've seen every episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show at least twice. It was a lifelong dream, huge opportunity. And if you had the chance to see Oprah's tour this year, it was incredible. And it was very Oprah, right? It was like energy, and there were sound bowls, and it was beautiful. And it was like, it just was very much this sort of elevated thing. And I absolutely, I'm a smart woman. I think I'm a good writer. I could have shown up and done a keynote speech that would have perfectly fit into the aesthetic of Oprah's show. But I was like, dang it, you get one chance to do this. And I would have been so disappointed in myself if I didn't show up on that stage as myself. And so I opened for Oprah by telling a story about the time that I lost a tampon inside of my body. And if you are wondering if Oprah thought that was hilarious and perfect, then let me tell you that she left her seat because she was not happy with the speech I was giving. And I watch, she's in the crowd, 15,000 people. And I see her stand up and leave her seat, and I am like, oh my God, 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 in my head. And at that moment, I got one option. I can pull my foot off the gas, or I can go harder. And I was like, Rachel, you've already done it, so just go. And the thing was, there were people in the audience, there were women in the audience who were cackling, dying laughing as I'm talking about being a mom and being a wife and stretch marks and all of these things. And I know that there were people in that audience who thought that I was trashy, or that I wasn't cool or as elevated as the other speakers, or who is this woman on stage? But dang it, I'd rather be me and find my people than pretend to be someone and just like survive. Because I think the only way that we can thrive in this life is to learn to really show up as ourselves. Okay, I gotta start my day. I hope you guys have a fantastic one. I hope that you think about what I talked about in terms of why you might be feeling stuck. I'll make sure and record this. I'll put it up as a podcast if you guys want to listen to it later without, you know, the dog coming into shot and all of that. I hope you have a great day, and I will see you here tomorrow.
Hey, you. Here's something that you might not know about me. I am an Airbnb host. I first started hosting on Airbnb about 2 years ago. I have a cabin called Protect Your Peace Cabin in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and it's magical. Just imagine waking up to the fresh scent of pine in the air from the trees, right in the middle of the woods. You have a jacuzzi. We have a fire pit that makes great conversations at night, a grill. And guess what? Even in the morning, you can catch a few deer in the backyard. I spent so much time making this cabin the perfect escape for me and my family to unwind and fully relax. But truth is, I only use it a few times a year. But now, with Airbnb, I'm making good use of my space all year round and earning extra cash at the same time. Let me tell you my top three reasons on why I love hosting on Airbnb. Number one, it brings extra income. I love sharing my home with friends and guests, and now I can get paid to do so. Number two, beautiful memories. When people reach out and tell me how much they enjoyed their stay and had a great trip, I love being a part of it. It's the best feeling to me. And number three, it's easy. Even with my busy schedule as an entrepreneur and speaker, I can still make time to be an Airbnb host. I can't think of a better business idea that just takes a few hours a week to manage. And now with my book tour coming up, I'm thinking of putting my regular home on Airbnb too, so I can host guests while I'm on the road for a month or so. A lot of people don't even realize they may have an Airbnb of their own right under their noses. They may even overcomplicate it. You can Airbnb your place or your spare room, even if you're out of town for a few days or for a few weeks. So whether you have an investment property or extra bedrooms in your home, hosting on Airbnb is a great way to earn extra income. Next time you're planning a trip or want to share those extra spaces, consider hosting on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/hosts. That's airbnb.com/hosts to find out how much your home is worth.
All right, friend, that was a conversation on why you might be feeling stuck. I hope that you found it helpful. I hope there was something in there that spoke to you. And if not, I always say this. If I said four things about why you might be stuck and none of them applied to you and you still feel like you're stuck, then there is probably someone out there who has a better answer. If you didn't hear what you needed to hear from me, I really want to encourage you to go look through YouTube or go find some books to read or go listen to other podcasts. It's not about only hearing from one teacher. It's about teaching yourself to seek out the information that's going to suit you best. All right. Have a fantastic week. If you guys like this episode, as always, please subscribe. That really helps us as podcast hosts. Subscribe to the show and take a screenshot, share it on social media and tag me so I can see, so I can stay in conversation with you. And until we hang out next, remember, I love you and I'm rooting for you. The Rachel Hollis Podcast is hosted by me, Rachel Hollis. Our show is produced by Chelsea Harfouch and edited by Andrew Weller, with additional production support by Sterling Coates. Our executive producer is Cameron Berkman. The Rachel Hollis Podcast is a 3% Chance production.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.